It's Tuesday, the 24th of October. It's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Girls of Girls.
Hey.
Pej.
Hello.
And newcomer, Erin.
Hey.
How is everyone? I don't really care. I just want to know what games you've been playing. So why don't you start us off? Girls of Girls, you're used to doing this.
Oh, so many games. So many games.
You're urgently trying to think of a game, aren't you?
Such as?
Wizard with a gun?
Oh, I hear that's the... Is that the game about the wizard that has a gun?
No.
Oh. What kind of gun does the wizard have?
According to the stream, a wooden one.
It's a wooden gun.
Cool.
Because you streamed it on the Game Grin Twitch channel, didn't you?
I did. The first gun you make is a wooden gun, and you just craft it from wood. Hey, great game. Thumbs up.
Tell everyone how you reload the gun.
You on make a loading new, bench?
You make a new gun.
Oh, yeah. So initially you make a wooden gun and you have like 100 rounds. And once you run out, you don't have a loading bench yet to reload it. So you just craft another one.
Gotta love ingenuity.
Well, it looked like a lot of fun, though not my kind of game, but a lot of fun for people who like that sort of game.
It looked like fun, but fuck you, I'm not gonna play it.
And Pej, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Lies of P recently. It's a really cool Souls-like, well, it's more a Bloodborne-like, I guess, but it's cool. Whenever you load the game, instead of saying now loading, it says now lying, and Pinocchio's nose is the loading bar.
That is a fun detail.
Yeah. You get to lie in the video game. It's pretty cool.
Oh my god.
Lie down?
No. Like, lie. Like lying.
Down.
Like lying. When you lie.
Is lying like a super move or a special move or something? You tell a lie and the nose just jabs out and skewers the enemy.
It's like in Umbrella Academy where I forgot her name, but she has that power where she's like, oh, I heard a rumor about you, and then it becomes true, and so you can be like, I heard a rumor that you died, and then they die.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's horrifying.
That's not actually a thing that you can do in the game, but lying is a pretty crucial part of like the more storytelling aspect of it with the NPCs, which is kind of cool.
It does look a lot of fun.
I played a demo of that, and I didn't tell lies, I told the truth. And I had no idea what that did.
Yeah, I don't want to give away too much of it, but it affects stuff.
I heard that the title is like a pun, because in Korean, P means blood or something.
Mm. So I wouldn't lie about that.
So lies of blood?
Maybe.
Which supposedly ties in with something in the game.
Hmm. Maybe. I haven't gone far enough to deduct why it's called specifically Lies of P instead of just Lies of Pinocchio or something like that.
Well, he's not even called Pinocchio in that game, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, is cool. He?
Yeah.
Who's going to buy a game with the word Pinocchio in it?
Yeah, Lies of Pinocchio sounds like doesn't sound as fun as Lies of P.
I think it kind of gives across more of like a point-and-click adventure game feel to it, I guess.
Yeah. Like a
Which
Disney game.
So, Erin, what have you been playing recently?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I was playing The Book of Unwritten Tales 2, a point-and-click adventure game.
Well, speaking of point-and-click adventures.
Wow, what a great segue.
So, what's it about?
It is a fantasy setting. I'm not very far in it. I've just been playing as an elf princess who has just realized, oh no, she is pregnant, and she does not know why.
Oh. She's pregnant?
Yes, she's pregagante. And also, there is some sort of pink epidemic swarming the human lands that is transforming things in weird ways. Like, a griffin is now a pig that is still flying.
If she doesn't know how she's pregnant, then I think there's a videotape from my school that I need to lend her.
Probably, but her mother probably wouldn't let you actually send that over. She's been trying very hard to keep this character from knowing what sex is.
Well, she failed.
Maybe. I mean, the current running theory so far is that she's pregnant because of a curse.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Exactly, yeah. I'll admit, I probably would be a decent bit further in the game, but I spent a lot of time fishing in order to get, like, a fishmaster hat that she could wear that makes her very good at fishing.
I hate when games do that. You have to do this thing repeatedly, or you have to do a lot of this thing, and then it'll be easier for you to do this thing. It's like, why would I need to? I've just done that thing.
Admittedly, once you get the fish hat, she no longer lets you fish.
Wait, so the item you get that makes you good at fishing stops you from being able to fish?
Yes.
Maybe you get to utilize it later in the game.
So far, the only thing that it's been useful for is just having a nice cool hat. Well, it's kind of ugly, but a nice hat for her to wear that people comment on. Either to say, take that off, or to just say, hey, this is it's a nice hat.
So the game is kind of mocking you for spending that much time trying to get the hat, and then afterwards everyone's like, that hat looks bad on you.
From time to time.
Mm.
That hat looks bad and you should feel bad.
Yeah.
I do like the hat, though. It's nice and green and goes well with her outfit.
As long as you like it, I guess that's the most important thing.
I just hope it doesn't remove the hat from my inventory at some point, because I would love to just go all the way to the end of the game still wearing the hat to prove what a good fisher I am.
Fisher.
Well, everyone needs to know. Myself, I've been playing some more, because if you're a regular reader of GameGrin.com, you'll have seen Gotham Knights Diaries started popping up. I've been playing through that. I'm about 6.5 hours in, it seems. And admittedly, too much of that has been just fighting random goons, because as you're going around Gotham City, you'll overhear gunfire, or you'll spot some people trying to break and enter into a building. And so you can go over and beat them up and stop them. And I, for some reason, thought that those would be finite, but they don't appear to be. It seems every night in Gotham City there are thousands of crooks doing crimes, and you're the only person around to stop them because the other three characters that you're not controlling just wait at Belfry.
Well, maybe it wouldn't be fair.
Batman's gone?
It's not widely known at this point in the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's rumors, and some characters have found out, but yes, it's not. People are noticing that Batman isn't turning up, but his former sidekicks are turning up a lot more often.
Speaking of those former sidekicks and most of them being back at the Belfry, do you find you have a favorite one so far?
Well, I have had a chance to play as all four of them, and I've just, in my playthrough, switched back to Batgirl. I did a quest where I had to go to Star Labs, and I was controlling Nightwing. And Batgirl called and said, oh, if I was there, then I'd be able to help hack into this thing, but you'll have to do it. It was like, well, if I'd known you'd have come in use for hacking, I'd have switched to you before coming here.
And that always the way it goes.
But Batgirl was the first character that I played as, because I figured she can hack, according to the little bit of information it gives you about each character. And she was handy in a fight in the tutorial sections, at least, because, as I said, first character I played as. So I will probably stick with Batgirl from now on, because never know when I might need to hack something. And I took a look at her skill tree, and she can remote hack cameras, and I feel that'll come in use once I unlock that ability.
That certainly sounds like a good idea there, yeah.
Yeah. Although Robin, I've just unlocked short-range teleporting for him, and Nightwing, a glider for him. I haven't unlocked the special traversal for Red Hood or for Batgirl yet, though. I get the feeling that Batgirl's is just the motorbike that every character can use, which is just going to be disappointing. Hopefully it goes faster than 50 miles an hour, which I've worked out is the top speed that you can travel on a motorbike.
That's annoying.
Just like in real life.
I mean, it's faster than the legal limit, yeah, but it feels like in Arkham Knight, I was driving a lot faster than that in the Batmobile.
But are you saying you want to commit crimes as these heroes? Speed?
The police are after them because commissioner has a anti-vigilante stance. So just by being out and fighting criminals, I am breaking the law. So what's a little speeding?
Clearly, you should all just stay in the belfry.
Stay in the belfry and wait for Batman to come back from his vacation. He's on vacation, right? That's what's happened to Batman?
Yeah. Everyone needs a chance to relax. He's going around delivering presents to all the good boys and girls.
And while we're waiting in Belfry, what we could do is watch movies. And perhaps there are video games that are based on those movies. Hey, speaking of which...
Wow.
Main topic this week is, which game based on a movie is your favorite? There are several available. So, yeah, I throw it open to the floor. No one wants to go first, Gray.
I'm struggling to come up with one because I've got so many good options. Like, however am I to pick between Surf's Up and Mike's Monstrous Adventure?
Why not Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, or Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones?
I haven't played those.
How about GoldenEye 007 for the N64, right? Like, that's a classic. That was a game that I grew up on very, very heavily. And I played that before I even saw the movie. So when I watched the movie and a lot of the story beats and stuff were a little bit different, I was like, that's not how it goes. And I was disappointed. But the movie is still kind of fun, you know, but it's not the same as the video game. The game is a lot better.
It was supposed to be a similar game to Donkey Kong Country, side-scrolling and shooting and things. And pretty early in development, someone, I don't know who, suggested, hey, why don't we make it a 3D game for the Nintendo 64, which had barely been announced at that time.
Really? I guess I know, like, when they started developing it as a shooter, they wanted to make it a rail shooter like Virtua Cop. And there's even like some E3 footage of one of the levels, and you can see like Bond is on a rails movement kind of system, so you just kind of aim as he moves.
I mean, that's a lot of gameplay footage trailers at like E3 and Gamescom, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. But the developers actually said that Virtua Cop was the original intention. They were going to do like some levels where it's like free roaming and some levels where it's on rails. But then they got really inspired by, I think, Super Mario 64 and Doom, and they decided to just go, let's just do, you know, open world movement, not open world, like, you know, open movement stuff, and it worked out.
It was certainly the more innovative games. I think I've mentioned this story on the Greencast before, but I used to, my friend had an N64 and GoldenEye, so I'd be around his house often playing it, and I was playing 1v1 matches with his brother, and for every kill I'd get against him, he'd get one against me, and we were tied fairly equal for the whole play session, and we decided, right, this last one, whoever kills the other is the overall winner, and we both shot each other at the same time.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
So we were literally evenly matched right to the end.
Perfect game.
Gorz, did you manage to find one? A video game based on a movie?
I mean, there's lots of them, right? Especially like at NES era when there's a lot of shitty ones.
I think you're talking about Ocean Software, aren't you?
E.T. the video game.
Everything. There's a new movie. What's it called? We'll make a game based on it.
Yeah, I vaguely remember a Back to the Future side scroller that made no fucking sense.
That was a Short Circuit video game. Like, what can you learn about a robot going to live with some woman and reading all her books?
They can make it like one of those educational video games, like Typing of the Dead.
What did that teach you about?
Typing.
Oh!
Yes, so you can learn to touch type by killing zombies.
I thought it was still, yeah, my first thought was like, is it teaching you about the dead?
Yes. Yeah, it's teaching you how to kill undead creatures. So they're not supposed to be alive, you know. They're not meant to come back from the dead.
Wait, they're not?
Apparently not.
Oh, I guess I've been playing Typing of the Dead wrong.
Aaron, did you come back from the dead?
I signed an NDA.
Go back.
Go back to the dead.
Back to ground with you.
Not gonna say one way or the other, because, you know, sign an NDA, not supposed to say.
If you die 3 times, you get a Sunday.
You die in the game. You die in real life.
Oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm.
What is this, Ready Player One?
Hey, that's a movie based on a video game. Well, based on many video games.
The game that came to mind with this topic was Spider-Man 2 from...
Oh, yes! That was a fantastic game. That was...
It was.
Amazing. I played that game so much.
Didn't play on PC.
I didn't play on PC, no. I played on GameCube.
On PC, it was absolutely awful.
Oh, joy.
But the PlayStation 2 and GameCube versions and come out on the Xbox were like the definitive versions of the game. They were brilliant.
Hmm. I remember fighting so many enemies and just like common criminals, like, you know, street thugs. And the game had an incredible capacity for cruelness. Like, you could like capture the last criminal from the group of criminals that you beat up, swing up to like the top of a skyscraper, and then literally just like fully like launch them off, and they'll, you know, fall to their death.
I don't think I ever did that.
I was a weird kid. It hasn't affected me.
I would have done it if I'd have realized. For some reason, when Spider-Man 3 came out, I don't think I played it. I think I played it, but I don't think I completed it, and right, I don't know why. I can't imagine it was too different from Spider-Man 2. That was a winning formula.
I think it was a problem a lot of people had with Spider-Man 3 was that it was too similar to Spider-Man 2. Like, they didn't really capitalize on advancing it further enough. Well, I could be wrong.
At least they couldn't have done what Ultimate Spider-Man did and add in a play character that doesn't swing from webs. Anyway, we're not talking about Ultimate Spider-Man.
For me, there were a lot of games that came to mind, and a lot of them that I've really enjoyed. But it's difficult to sort of face off against the power of pure nostalgia and something you really enjoyed in your childhood.
Mm.
So while going back to this, it's probably not going to be as good as little Aaron remembered it. I mentioned it already, but I did actually really, really enjoy Mike's Monstrous Adventure, just sort of like a point-and-click adventure game for kids that's sort of after Monsters Incorporated. It's just, it had that right amount of silliness for me, and it was sort of a sequel, so you also got to see more of Mike's comedy routine, where he, you know, sneaks into little children's houses and tells them jokes.
You mean Billy Crystal's comedy routine?
Where Billy Crystal sneaks into children's houses and tells them jokes.
Yes, exactly.
You can't keep getting away with it.
You heard it here. We're exposing Billy Crystal on the Greencast podcast.
If Billy Crystal ever gets cancelled, we would have been ahead of the curve and been the first to claim it.
Billy Crystal, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Don't worry. If Billy Crystal does get cancelled, I'll come and edit this a bit cleaner so that it does sound like we were ahead of the curve on this.
Very smart ace.
We'll remove all of the laughter. And so, because right now it's very clearly a joke in case Billy Crystal's lawyers are listening. We're not trying to defame Billy Crystal. We are.
No reasonable person could be listening to this and deduce that we actually think Billy Crystal is cancelable at this moment. I want to reiterate, no reasonable listener.
Oh, you never know. You honestly can never, you can never tell. Some people might be ready. They've just been waiting for the reason to cancel him this entire time, and they finally got it.
It seems crystal clear to me.
Hey! Oh, that was terrible, but I liked it.
The reason that I chose this main topic is actually because a prequel, I suppose, to Peter Jackson's King Kong came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think everyone's heard about that. The game, I can't remember the title for. Damn it.
Skull Island. Legacy Skull of Island. Kong or something like that. Not Legacy of Kong, but...
Rise of Kong.
Rise of Kong.
Yeah, which is technically set in the same canon as Peter Jackson's King Kong, so it's technically a prequel. So we're hitting this on all fronts. We got a review coming out in the next few days on GameGrind.com.
Who did the review?
You know.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it's Arturo, then that game's going to get like a 9 out of 10 because she loves giving bad games good reviews and good games bad reviews.
Well, isn't it just a matter of taste?
No, she's wrong. She's unequivocally wrong. Is that the right word, unequivocally? I don't know.
I think that's probably right. I can double check.
Yeah, she's always wrong. Like,
Elden
Ring score.
Oh my, okay. We're not getting into this now because this isn't the Game of the Year podcast and we're not going to sit here talking about Elden Ring for 2 hours because I will throw hands.
But you haven't heard my opinions in Elden Ring yet, have you?
I'm not going to give into this. I'm not going to give into...
Okay, fair.
Okay, what's your opinion on Elden Ring?
I enjoyed hell. It.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, back to video games based on movies.
Yeah, back to Elden Ring. Wait.
We need an Elden Ring movie and then a game based on that.
Elden Ring is a loose adaptation of the Woody Allen film Ants. Very, very loose adaptation.
Really? I always thought it had more of a Great Gatsby vibe to it.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. Maybe Gatsby's more in line with that.
The DiCaprio one.
Yeah, the good one.
I know you were joking about there being a movie of Elden Ring and a game based on the movie of Elden Ring, but that's what they did with Street Fighter.
True.
Street Fighter was based on a movie, yeah. Wait.
Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. There's also that it's a bit, this one's a bit weird, but they also did that with Power Rangers. So that was a show and... Then they had a game, and they had a movie, and then a game based on that movie. That's not exactly the same, but similar.
Depends.
It's exactly the same.
Canon. What's the lore behind the Power Rangers video games?
There's at least four. There's probably a lot more. The SNES ones are pretty good. I haven't played most of the other ones.
I just did a check if this Wikipedia article of list of video games based on films had Street Fighter the movie, and it does.
It's technically correct. It is correct. It's fine.
Yeah, and the Star Wars games are only the ones based on directly on the movies. Episode 1, 2, 3, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, and the first one.
That makes sense, because like I would probably put Knights of the Old Republic up at the top of my list of, you know, games based on movies, if I considered that to actually be a game based on a movie rather than just a game in a franchise that started as movies.
Mm.
Yeah, because especially with the Old Republic stuff, is that based on something from the movies, or is that based on the comics, which are based on something from the movies? or the books. So yeah, Star Wars is swampy at best.
Swampy as hell. Just how I like it. Who played? Oh, speaking of Disney adaptations, who played Toy Story 2 Buzz Lightyear to the Rescue?
Oh, I have that, but I never got very far into it because when I was first playing it, I was awful at games and could not figure out how to get past the second level.
Well, in the backyard with the RC car riding around the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough level. It's just a tough game in general, I think.
I think I played the first Toy Story game. I did not play any of the others.
That first Toy Story game is so bad. Like the SNES version, right? The SNES and the Mega Drive version.
I believe I played the Mega Drive version.
The side-scrolly one.
Yeah.
Speaking of these Disney games, I am just now remembering that there was another point-and-click adventure game, but for A Bug's Life on the computer, and I loved that one.
I think I remember that one, because I remember getting it thinking it was going to be the platformer Bug's Life game that they made for consoles.
Yeah.
And then being really disappointed when it was not that. It was a point-and-click one.
I mean, hey, as a little kidlet, point-and-click was way easier to wrap my head around than platformers.
I played a lot of Monkey Island as a kid. I don't know how, because those games are so obtuse with their puzzles and everything. But I somehow managed to do all right with them, and that skill has not carried over to my adult life at all. I cannot play a Monkey Island game now and figure out any of the puzzles.
Sorry, I really like the tune for Monkey Island.
Mm.
But that about brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Erin, Guzguz, and Pej.
And you thought I was going to make it a billion times longer.
Or did I say that knowing it would convince you to not do that?
Okay, quick wraparound here. I'm going to start talking about something else for a very long time. Quick, give me a topic.
Hey?
I hear MotoGP was based on a movie series.
Okay, no, I'm good to stop now.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out our writings on GameGrin.com. Until next time, game on.